The Blue Mountains Council would like to have some more background information on the possible Castle Glen development. At its meeting on June 20, Council voted to have staff prepare a full background report about Castle Glen. Council had received a letter from Collingwood resident Ryan Boyles about Castle Glen and its potential impact on the environment. Castle Glen has been a massive proposed development in the Blue Mountains on County Road 19 near Osler Bluff Ski Club. The development has been on the books for many years. In 2006, the Ontario Municipal Board, OMB, gave the green light for the development proposal on the 620-hectare property, which could include up to 1,600 residential units, 300 hotel units and 3 golf courses. Since that time, the proposal has been in limbo and members of the Blue Mountains Council noted the property has new ownership. The letter from Boyles prompted a discussion around the council table, with council ultimately voting 6-0 in favor of a full staff report on the background and history of Castle Glen that will be made available on the municipal website. Sean Postma, the town's senior policy planner, reported to council that the town had not received an official application for the property nor had it received a request for a pre-consultation from the proponent. Coun. Paula Hope expressed concern about such a large-scale development in a rural area. Has the Niagara Escarpment Commission, NEC, had its day in court on approving this application? If this was proposed now, could it be approved? Hope asked. This development is troubling. Postma said the NEC did participate in the OMB hearing in 2006 and he said if and when an application for the property comes forward, the town will request comments from the NEC. Hope asked if council would be interested in finding out more information in advance of applications being submitted. Members of council were supportive. This is a good time to get all the information in place, said Coun. Andrea Matrasovs, who noted that with new ownership more members of the public are paying attention to the possibility of development on that land. Mayor Alar Soever also supported finding out more. I would like to find out the history of this property and its status. Members of the community are concerned, he said. Deputy Mayor Peter Berdignon said it's important for the current and upcoming new council to have full information about Castle Glen. Where are they in the process? What is there that is in pen and not pencil, he said. Sao Sean Everett said staff would prepare a full report on the property and its history. Internally, Castle Glen is a development that has been on the radar for a number of years, he said.